Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024, and Jessica, what's going on?
Keeping up with what's happening in the community, Nick, we know that can be challenging.
For sure.
That's one of the reasons we started the podcast. So between projects, developments, our schools, and events, there are a lot of moving parts. So today, we thought it would be good to give a literal snapshot of O'Fallon as it exists right now, and we're going to call it O'Fallon by the numbers. You ready?
Okay.
So $2.7 trillion. That's how much O'Fallon is quote-unquote worth. So each year, the county determines the value of land and buildings in O'Fallon. Every single house, business, storage facility, restaurant, farmland, all of it's included. And that's a moving target, as you can imagine, because new stuff is constantly being added. And the latest numbers value O'Fallon at around $2.7 trillion, and that is a 3% increase over the value where we were at mid-April of last year.
Okay.
And then here's another number for you, $8.6 million.
Okay.
That is the total construction value that has been added in O'Fallon in the first 2 months of 2024, and this is based on building permits that were issued, and that is a 25% increase over the first 2 months of 2023.
It's a lot of building.
And then another number, $135 million. That is the proposed budget for the city's next fiscal year, which runs May 1st till April 30th. This includes intra-fund transfers. So if you take those out, then the budget is $107 million, which is a 14% increase from last year. And much of this is due to the community park enhancement project. So the new pool, the park offices, a performing arts stage, community center, and outdoor event space. This project is funded in two ways. A majority of the new pool project itself is being funded by bonds. So the bonds for the public safety building from 2004 were just paid off. So the city took that $500,000 annual payment and they're going to start using that to pay towards the pool. But fun fact, the bonds have been issued, but the pool construction hasn't started just yet. So until then, the bond proceeds have been invested. And that's going to make about $180,000 in interest between now and when the bonds that are needed to pay for the project get paid out.
Okay.
And then the other half of the park project is being paid for with cash on hand. And this is money that the city has saved over the last few years in anticipation of funding a large community-based project.
Okay.
And then another number, $5.9 million. That is the amount of money we have received in active grants for work around our community. So this includes $600,000 grant for the new pool, $100,000 for the performing arts stage at the community park, and then several million dollars of that is in road, street, and planning grants.
Well, and speaking of streets, several of the grants are for work that's about to begin on Hartman Lane and Central Park.
That's right. So part of that intersection right there in front of Central School, which is over by the movie theater, is being improved.
Okay.
The end result is that when you are traveling south on Hartman Lane, there will be two left turn lanes from Hartman onto Central Park. Right
That'll
now, there's
be
just one. That's yeah. needed. So those turn lanes are actually going to start up at Highway 50 by Hardee's. So let's walk through this. So right now, if you're on Highway 50 turning left onto Hartman, there are two turn lanes, but they very quickly merge into one lane. And then at that same point, Nick, the road starts getting really windy.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of an awkward point. But after this is completed in late November, once you turn left onto Hartman Lane, there won't be any merging. You'll just stay in those two lanes, and then both of them will turn onto Central Park. But if you want to go straight on Hartman, then you would just stay in that far right lane.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then Central Park is getting widened a bit, so once both lanes turn off of Hartman onto Central Park, they'll still merge down to one, but it'll happen further down Central Park.
Gotcha.
So starting in June, Central Park is going to be closed from Hartman Lane east to the ditch that's right there by the movie theater until that work is complete. So getting to Cyberg's, the car dealers, Hot Shots, to get there, you'll need to stay on Hartman Lane. And instead of turning onto Central Park like you do now, you'll go all the way down about 1,000 feet and you'll take a left onto Park Plaza, which is over by that Casey's.
Gotcha.
But the two strip malls that are right there, one of them has our friends at the coffee house, and then the other one across that has Ray's Soul Food, they have their own access off of Hartman, so they'll still be accessible. But to get to those other places like Steiberg's and Hot Shots, you'll have a bit of a detour during that six-month construction.
Gotcha.
So again, work is scheduled to take place from June until November, so keep that on your radar as you're making your way around that west side of town. And as a reminder, the city has a webpage to help people stay up to date on construction projects, and we'll link to that in the show notes.
Sounds like there's a lot happening around town.
Sure is.
Now I've got a number for you.
Okay.
One.
One, what's that?
That is the number of podcast partners we have during an episode. So let's hear from Jonathan on how you can become a podcast partner.
Hello, 618 Now podcast listeners. Jonathan here, the voice behind the podcast partner, and we're excited to offer local businesses the chance to become a part of our community's favorite Friday morning ritual. Imagine your brand highlighted in not one, but two 30-second spots, reaching hundreds of dedicated listeners a week at an average cost of 40 cents per download. As a proud production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce, we're growing and we want you to grow with us. So take the leap and become a podcast partner today. Let's put the spotlight on what you do best. Reach out to me at connect@O'FallonChamber.com or find the media kit on our website, O'FallonChamber.com.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Today is Friday, April 19th. There is no Vine Street Market tomorrow, but there is still quite a bit happening around town. The VFW's 0.1K race is tomorrow at 8 a.m. This race is the length of just one city block, and this is a short run that goes a long way towards helping veterans and military families. Historically, I think they've raised tens of thousands of dollars, so this is really a big help to the V and the work that they do to support our military folks. And then on Wednesday, April 24th, is the last Forward 50 open house. Listeners of the show know that Highway 50 is being studied with the goal of expanding how we think about our streets. So rather than just viewing a road project as solely a way to move vehicles faster or more efficiently, the goal of this initiative is to study pockets of Highway 50 and consider ways that they can be redesigned to encourage economic and social benefits. They've held a number of open houses and public feedback sessions last year, and now they're presenting their final concepts during this public meeting on Wednesday night, and that's at 5 p.m. at City Hall. And on Thursday, April 25th, Bella Milano is offering a unique dining experience. It's called a citrusy soiree. Ooh, say that three times.
I don't want to.
This limoncello and lemon-themed cocktail party features cocktails and refreshing mocktails paired with a lemon-themed spread of lemon pasta, a light and bright cheese board, a past appetizer of lemon caper mini crab cakes, and then bite-sized lemon tarts.
Ooh.
Tickets are $25, and you can choose your ticket time of either 5 or 6 p.m. And then if you decide to stay for dinner after the party, you get 20% off your meal.
Cool.
The OTHS prom is coming up on Saturday, May 11th, and once again this year, the O'Fallon Township After Prom Committee is hosting an after prom event. This provides a fun and safe place for the students to go after prom. Now, it costs approximately $15,000 to host, so the committee is seeking donations to continue this 31-year tradition. We will link to the donation sheet in the show notes for those who are interested in supporting our high school students. And finally, the O'Fallon Police are hosting a youth academy this summer, and applications are open for that. This is for incoming 8th and 9th graders. It is a week-long academy where the youth get insights into the life of first responders. And this is not a classroom setting. This is an interactive and immersive environment where they get to experience firsthand things like crime scene processing, SWAT demonstrations, canine demos, and more. Only 20 participants are selected, and as of the time of this recording, they have 4 spots left. So if you're interested in that, you will want to get your applications in quickly. And that's your snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh.
Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.